Come, sit here at our table. What are you celebrating? Peter's going to get married, and, moreover, for the second time. Shouldn't he divorce first? Don't worry, everything is underway. It's unpleasant to travel with strangers, don't you think? You mean with strange, pretty young ladies? No, with ugly old bachelors, of course. That's different because I began worrying about you and your health. You needn't worry. I'm all right. I feel great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry that I didn't get there in time. I wanted to say goodbye to you. Don't blame yourself. We had to leave earlier than agreed. My wife overlooked the departure time of our airplane. That's why we couldn't wait for you. So rather, we should be apologizing to you. When I give you a sign, open the door and jump back. What's up? Do you want to blow the house up? Don't worry as long as you can see me. I usually don't worry as long as I don't see you. How kind of you. You have no right to talk to me like this. I can't accept this behavior. You had better tell him not to come. Not that it matters. Where are you running? Nothing's ready yet. The more delicate questions you ask, the less satisfying answers you'll get. You're forcing subjects that nobody wants to talk about. Where will all this lead to? In the end, you'll spoil the mood of the whole company. Who do you think needs this shit? If we'd known that you can't behave when you drink, we surely wouldn't have invited you. We'll take better care next time anyway. We won't let our circles be disturbed.